civility, sir. Few have been kind, fewer truthful. And though within my ability, sir, I remain dutifully youthful. I go gray, then bald with chagrin, when you play the violin. How I pray for death to begin, when you play the violin.
Harper Audio presents A Series of Unfortunate Events, Book the Fifth. The Austere Academy, written and performed by Lemony Snicket. For Beatrice, you will always be in my heart, in my mind, and in your grave. Chapter 1. If you were going to give a gold medal to the least delightful person on earth, you would have to give that medal to a person named Carmelita Spatz. And if you didn't give it to her, Carmelita Spatz was the sort of person who would snatch it from your hands anyway. Carmelita Spatz was rude, she was violent, and she was filthy. And it is really a shame that I must describe her to you, because there are enough ghastly and distressing things in this story without even mentioning such an unpleasant person. It is the Baudelaire orphans, thank goodness, who are the heroes of this story, not the dreadful Carmelita Spatz. And if you wanted to give a gold medal to Violet, Klaus, and Sonny Baudelaire, it would be for survival in the face of adversity. Adversity is a word which here means trouble, and there are very few people in this world who have had the sort of troubling adversity that follows these three children wherever they go. Their trouble began one day when they were relaxing at the beach and received the distressing news that their parents had been killed in a terrible fire, and so were sent to live with a distant relative named Count Olaf. If you were going to give a gold medal to Count Olaf, you would have to lock it up someplace before the awarding ceremony, because Count Olaf was such a greedy and evil man that he would try to steal it beforehand. The Baudelaire orphans did not have a gold medal, but they did have an enormous fortune that their parents had left them, and it was that